beginnen gerade da, mit selbst beginnen darf mir mal beginnen mit Albigen Test Master beginnen das Gemach beim Masse geschbitte ich habe gemacht. Mach ich es regarding if someone harms the collateral of another person. Which Shaisa explains, the anomaly has to be where he's told about that in the Parayin El-Mizet, where you can only collect only from this. The like of Mishan Chasim, you cannot collect from other things. That, okay, that's where he's told about, that's like literally harming his Shibud, and that's where the Halacha is going to be, that he might be Chayiv. Dilavachim, that's not the case, am I Potter? So what is this that he's Potter? He still owes him his debt. So what would the Hezek be already? So of course the Halacha would be like that. So Vahadle Muki Pagdai Bedin Gamei. Then says has another question. It says okay, so it must be talking about specifically where there's only collect from this, but if he was Meshabbat other things, so there's no damage to him. Then the question is, why don't you say Machlekes Gamei, which is indirect but direct cause, meaning immediate cause but indirect, which is a Machlekes. If that's considered hezek, why can't you say that's the situation over here, where it's also indirect but immediate? So it says number shum da filaman the part of the gami, because you could say that even the one who holds that you're part by the halachas of gami, epshin machayev, maybe we hold that you're liable for mazik shibudish chaberei, which is really the equivalent of what we're talking about over here, and that it's more than just gami, because it's something that's really owed to the person, and can muchel pergamenir, but we come to filaming on bays. And then because you're doing a direct damage, you're saying it's not his, but in a way it's shibudai, so maybe it's considered more direct than Garmi, so therefore not necessarily would it be the same machlekes. Next test matter begins the gemara of hezek shen nikkav kivan for gemara. This is regarding if you do a damage that's not recognizable. Which Tosfos comes to explain that this is specifically according to the interpretation of Ula, where it's not really a hezek that's really nikkav. That's what he said, because in contrast, LaRav the Mokel Bishach Rabbi Rishon, he says the Kohen Rav that it says that the first master is preying, which is really doing a direct, is like it's a clear damage, is preying him. Chashar Shabbat has a nika. No, of course that would be considered as recognizable. Aval Shechad Rabbi Sheni, we're talking about that interpretation of Ulo, when the second master frees him, Rabbi Elam Adrabban, that's only rabbinically that's freeing him. Yeah, that's Chashar has a nika. That's considered that it's an unrecognizable damage. Moreover, Tosafot points out that the Tzorach Lema, what you have to say is that the high hezek shen nikker. You have to say that this case of hezek shen nikker is chash of nikker tfei. It's still at least recognizable more of a damage. Mahud peker on the zaken, which is more brings later on the unknown given enough. Why? Because awesome came along. There we come out. The loish mehezek is not considered damage. You have a halacha came along. Kriyashim loish mehezek is mehezek that is considered damage. Or what? How we paskin? So Tzai says it must be levels and layers of hezek shen nikker, and here it's more nikker than over there, and therefore this hezek shen nikker would be considered as hezek. Next says Mata begins the Gemara, good Mishan Nachasim, you can collect from the other Nachasim. In other words, Eim Ratzah, if he wants to, say, they can sell these Vahinkai Mishan, and they can collect from the rest. Next says Mata begins the Gemara, Isha in the Grave Mishan Nachasim. A woman, however, cannot collect from the Nachasim. If she's in Dark Lachasach, but then she doesn't go after court. Which Pishu Rasa explains, what it means to say is, Afka Dila Chariz also the Zunah, specifically put the Chariz only on this field. I'm not saying this is, and it was that intention that she got married. But not that his whole estate should be responsible to her. Because late day, the lazy should not know in which one they go after me. Kanarishim yachin, who go but first, who but last. To start, lodim chalach ve'echad, she's gonna have to go ahead and litigate with every single one. No, specifically on this one. Now, Manir would seem the macher. So it would seem like that if he sells macher but legami, the sale is gonna be totally bottled. Meaning the fila ba'al at meshamach, even if the husband himself sells, yochalans the bottle b'chi, he could go and nullify the sale. Because achamin be'yibam is pregamon da b'samachbam beizgam echnesa shemulbal, when the woman brings in something valuable to her husband into the marriage, then learn the brayso machrishem lefanasam. If either one of them sells it for sustenance, and he says about mitzvah kuchas, the husband gets to take it up from the kuchas pishim, because Rashi explains it there. Machrishem, if they both sell, meaning oze, either one of them, meaning the im machr abal. If the husband sells, the ish might see the woman could take it out. If the woman sells, habal might see the husband can take it out. Now, Rabbein Tam Pirish, or the girsa might be Rabbein Chananel Pirish. Even if the husband sells, who asks him, he himself could go ahead and extract it. Because the Targum Banner, one institute of Shleis Kama Mecca, called that the sale should not be valid at all. A bottle of altitz can be nullified immediately. Shleik Titra Chayisha Litra Mechem, which places is saying that it's a little bit more than, it's more than just like, this is the one field for her. This is the one and no one could sell it, that she shouldn't have to try to get it from somewhere else. Goes according to his reason. That's not the case. It's not known for a woman to try to go court to court. And it's not similar to the other properties of the husband, where And here we say the sale is valid until the woman comes along and collects it. There, in that case, the ksuba is not designated on one more than other properties. And the ikib bnei charin, if there's available properties, look at mishabesh, not going to get from shabbat at all. Even if there are available ones, you could say, I don't want to take it, exactly, only these which were designated for me. Oh, okay, therefore, the sages removed the power of the I should say, really, the mecher of the sale, lalt immediately, but you shouldn't have to go to court to try to get what you need. It's obvious when the Yishami, the polygamy of Elazar, and we're going to be next to in Basel. Yechonami says, Machada, if he sells it in Machorin, then that's all. So I'm like, Elazar says to him, Oichel, Chum, Mikoich, how could you say that? The slaves could eat Chum, Mikoich, the husband, Vatam, in Machorin, you say the husband sells, not to be sold? But the commanding one says, my plegin, what are they disagreeing about? Machal oil, Machal the Shah. If you sell it forever, or you sell it just for a certain amount of time? Masli Mark comes out of it. The Asad, Rebelazar, Krabonon, the army Hacha that they say over here, good Mishan the Chazan, that. Yeah, because you collect from other properties. This is not because Macharon l'shah. It's going to be like he only sold it for a time period, for a limited time, in Kayaman. That's what they hold. Because of Macharon l'im, sell for everybody about calling in Kayaman, it's meaning that because of l'shah, because it's really the wives. Macharon l'im, but if you sell for everybody about calling in Kayaman, would hold that it's not going to be sold. Oh, and therefore, it says, "Masash v'ha'ach peshach kunches de'ishesh nafl." This answers Rashi Ksubas da pe'alf menalf. What Tosis is referring to is Rashi Yevamis over there in Rashi Ksubas na pe'alf. He asks that the Gemara says over there that the Yavam cannot sell the karka that's meshubah to the Ksuba of the Yavama. From the Gemara, but in Nunhayim menalf, that Lukuchas that bought the karka from the husband, even if they went and bought again from the woman, still the sale is going to be bottled, and she could take out from them for a Ksuba. Because she could say, I really don't want to sell, I only wanted to do it nice for my husband. Now, Rashi answers that, over there is talking about on the karka that was miyuchid, that the Baal was miyachid, the ksuba of his wife, and therefore, he can't sell it. Because regarding the yavam, that's talking about even by other karkais. Now, Tais asks on that interpretation from the Gemara Baba Basra, that also by other karka, the svar you have, a woman could say, I was just doing something nice for my husband, that she shouldn't want to divorce me. So this explains, according to what they're saying over here, you can answer what Rashi was saying, is that the Mishnah over there was talking regarding Bimavatl de Mekach, and that's Rashi's right, that the karka that's miyuchat to her, for ksuba, the sale of the husband is going to be bottled from the beginning. Whereas by other karkais, it's only the woman could collect from the kuchas when it comes time for collecting ksuba, before that the Mekach is going to be kaim. That's the difference, but is it mitzchila, or is it only later on? And does he have any rights at all? That's really what he's explaining to Yerushalmi, that's Pashat, that that the husband cannot sell nechassim that was meshubah to his wife even for a little bit of time. That, like the Rabbi Nachanal explains that the chum mafkia the kaich from such a mechira. Next says not to begin with the gemara, lisa shivcha in yachol. Oh, the guy's stuck. This chatzav chazbuch. Can't marry a free woman. Can't marry a shivcha. She says b'tam. We're going to say wait a second. Fill the yachol lisa shivcha. What do you mean? Even if you could marry a shivcha, in mekam mekach pebriyavir, still not going to fill the mitzvah of having children. And mukham peregabal yivam to yigimor yivam is daf samach lizman aleph. Can behoy lebon mukamish nizgav this guy. We had children before he committed gemara dam, and that the gemara tells us hakol moedim. Everyone agrees be'ebed she'in lachais that regarding a slave that he doesn't have any ancestry. So obviously, if they have no yichus, so then that's not considered like his child. So how does it help even if he can marry a shivcha? Why are you saying like the gemara will tell us lisa shivcha in yachol? So if something you can say is that like this, demo yochel kaim shabbos called the bika fulfill somewhat of a settling of the world. So mishum mitzvah peruvu l'chodei, if it was just a mitzvah peruvu, lo v'kafin l'rabbi would not force his master, because lo mechayev be, he's not obligated to keep in the honest because something beyond his control. As some gifts have the words avgav the shabbos totally be peruvu because milch be abamis. And but his highness, as long as you fulfill some of the shabbos, at least having children, even something tzachas after him, we wouldn't force the master to free him. That's what he's been telling me to say. But let's say the proof rule. Why don't you say that the positive commandment of having children come along? But let's chilav the liyakadosh will override the negative prohibition of the isra of marrying a shivcha based on this isra of liyakadosh that you're not allowed to marry someone that is not going to be an element of kedusha. The Shem says what you can say is no. The halacha actually came shneim adek fiyah. No, we don't say I say dechalais. We say when you can fulfill both of them. How can you fulfill both of them? By forcing the master to free him. So David, that wouldn't qualify if I say dechalais. because you could avoid overriding the negative prohibition. But moreover, another thing is because the mechiyakor lab at the moment when you're being oikar the lab, which is at the positive commandment yet. That's only at the time when you finish the beer, the chazal sabu, when it's fit to become pregnant. Whereas in the beginning, when it's shasara, that's you already violating negative prohibition. But moreover, because the bididad lekasei, for her, yeah, for him you'll have a say definitely, but for the woman you won't have, the Jewish woman won't have mitzvah say, because I feel like even if she's commanded, she could have a free man. So for her, it wouldn't be that say the chalais say. And as I said, I'm going to say, I'll have a different idea. Why doesn't this chatz eved chatz bechorin sell himself as an eved ivri? Because the eved, so his half Jew will be eved ivri, half guy will be like, okay, guy. The eved ivri shar b'shevcha. Eved ivri is mutter in the shevcha. V'afile ein lo isha, v'afile ein lo isha banim, even if he doesn't have a wife and children, he'll mandam the rabbi mitzvah shevcha k'tanis. So you don't need a shaban, which obviously he can't have, which is what we're trying to get over here. So why do you need a... Why is there no other way out? Why can't he get a shivcha that way? Make himself an eved ivri. Hashem says, what you can say is no dumb base of neshach. B'mos is b'mitzid of ein alf and alav. Ger meshucher inim karim be'eved ivri. No, a ger and a freed slave cannot be sold as eved ivri. Mishum divinim shav mishpachtai. You need to be able to go back to your family, which you don't have with a ger or meshucher because they have no relatives. Then it says to him to say a different idea. Why doesn't the half slave have free men marry half slave woman, half free woman? I mean, the prey guys have been nice. Simple, like we find Gemara Chulin, find Tzadik Menachem, the prey dom. We have a mule, which a mixed breed, a tva that is looking to mate. Ema bin ala elmina. You could have only its same type, but you could have its type. So here's also the same. We get a mixed breed. But Hashem says what he says. No, they're fundamentally different because they got to be climb. By this of climb, a mating different types. La osel a trei mini. Only mates have been when it's two different types. Hanei avachad mina. They considered quote unquote as one min because they're both mixed breeds. The part of him that's a slave is going to have relations with the part of the woman that's free, which is going to be forbidden. And you don't say like they're a different breed. Well, why can't he marry mamzeres? Well, obviously a Jewish person, a mashrucher can marry mamzeres, and even the part of him that's a slave is permitted. Like the Muslim Gedush Nam Samuel doesn't help. That we said yuchid mamzein letar. We said mamzein could purify themselves. That they could be considered regular Jewish kids. So mamzer, there's a shivcha. You'll have a mamzer marrying a shivcha. So you see that a mamzer can marry a shivcha. So you see that, or an eved can marry a mamzeres. And but tzadcheres namishari ba. Also, the free part of him is also permitted. Like in peregyuchs and over there in kedushin asamach tesu benalv, where you find chaderu mezedi mamzer mature mamzer bezer. So that's the free part. Can also marry a mamzeres. So what's the problem? Marry a mamzeres. The chidim, if you're going to say that tzad abdus mishamish be'eshes ish, some level really that the tzad is really not the same as the part of him that's free, and the part of him that's free is married to a married woman now because of the other half of him. So he says there's no problem. He said be iser, marry her with iser b'le kedushin, without kedushin, without tumah with kedushin. So it's not married woman. Kamoish v'amzin iser shivcha, which what Tosfos comes to explain, ukamoy lisa shivcha in the ochel, just like you can't marry shivcha. And still, that's how it works. So, why can't you say that he can marry mamzeres? And because again, he won't even marry. He'll have it like without a marriage, but he'll have children. So, when Tami says no, danger the kana. That's an idea because lahabes mamzerim miso. We don't want to have more mamzerim in the klai. So, but that wouldn't be an option. Okay, so says Tami, we can say b'yisab nesina, marry nesina. Because the cheruv and the sinim are talking about zebazeh, and so the only the free part of him is permitted to marry in the sinim. But I've been with the ba, and a slave is also permitted in the sinim. I'm perikish metagos and yivam is up here in the basement. I'm says on sinim lisa. Like a binayu, lemad dama neishu margila, because one who holds that she's going to cause him to want to do the sinim zuhi margilasai, he's going to cause her. So this is what she's going to cause him. Perish yochol benoli taldi sheisa shivcha that she get purified by marrying a shivcha. One thing we see. That Nesinim can marry Shivcha. So you see that a Shivcha or Eved is permitted Nesinim. So since the Bishamik says, no, Davik of the Asa, but not the Shivcha, it's not true. That even though the son is actually forbidden the Shivcha and it's not going to be an option, this Nesina, in the Cheshesh, you're not concerned. Rak, Sheyeshla is a continuum base, Tahara. Meaning, the Svura Shalicha Shavisa, she thinks it's not going to be considered as a problem. Kamashi in the Cheshesh is. Just like she's not concerned, though, I'm in Tzavol Yisrael, she married to Yisrael. So it's not really an option. She just makes the mistake. And is bothered by the question, says, wait, why is it? Why is the Nasan forbidden the Shivcha more than the Mamzer? Both of them are Psulikal, where the Nasan Ispu Labdalitzchatan, it's the same prohibition of marrying in. I remember in time he says, no, the difference is between the Mamzer and Shekhli Kaddish. You have this Isser of marrying a Shivcha from a Mamzer. Why? Because they're Kulim Kaddish Kasi. The whole Mamzer is from those. So he can't say he kaddish. He's the equivalent of a shivcha in contrast to Nesinim, which does have that issa. Now the avgav the aser bezacha bebehema. Well, then why is he forbidden in the male or in the animal? Not only kaddish. It's also in the same pasuk lei kaddish. Very dal misses having the dal and bays. So on that sense, yeah, because leishchin and ela kaddishes asim minei. We're only permitting kaddishes that come from the same type. In contrast to a zachar or a behema, so therefore, yeah, a mamzer would be forbidden in those types. In contrast to a shivcha, now the hadishar charud ben nesini, I we permit a charud in nesini, but asir b'shivcha, but it's forbidden in the shivcha. I've got the b'davayu ikalab, both of them have a negative prohibition. And then Rabbi in time says, yeah, the nesini alfin mishab psulim kol. The nesini is learned out like other psulim of the keila kugan amoni ma'avim mitzri b'adayim in the shor b'kalgerim they permit in kalgerim because the leikir kol then I call it kal. That's the same thing for nesini. Avdus. But regarding slavery, regarding avodim, the labanei kedushin inu, that's not labanei kedushin. That lo yafin menai that we don't know now. It's not going to have the same equivalent as lo yakadosh, and therefore will be forbidden in shivcha, even though it's permitted in all these other categories that are just psulikal, which in the sinim is one of those psulikal.